A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As they were bringing children to him that he might touch them, the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." And then he took them in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands upon them. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. On behalf of the entire parish family of Holy Trinity, and Father Yale and myself, we'd first like to extend our love and prayers and sympathy to you, Brian and Brenda, at the loss of your incredible and amazing daughter, Ellie. We'd also, of course, like to extend our love and prayers to Haley and Sydney and Brian, as well as Ellie's entire family, the grandparents, the aunts and uncles, and the cousins, and all the special people whose lives she touched. Imagine that, only 11 years old, and she touched the lives of thousands of people that you see around you. All her friends from Bull Run Middle, from Gravely, from Alvey, all her fellow CCD students here at Holy Trinity, all the Grizzlies, the Girl Scouts, the JMU women's lacrosse team that adopted her and was so close to her, and all her wonderful friends and teachers that are here today to honor her, to celebrate her life, and to pray for the comfort of her family. In meeting with, you know, Brian and Brenda, they wanted me to emphasize that this is a joyful celebration of Ellie's life. Yes, of course, there is sadness and there is loss of not having her physically here with us. But the family wanted to emphasize that they're okay, that Ellie is okay, that she is with God. She is in the kingdom of heaven. She can now dance, she can now sing, and she can now direct the Lord around. You know, when we think of Ellie's life, we know that she was an amazing girl. Anybody who knew her knew that she was full of spirit. She was full of feistiness. She was very spunky. She is the only child ever kicked out of preschool at age 3. So her mom and dad shared that with me. And, you know, when she was 4 years old, we had our children's pageant, our Christmas pageant, the Christmas play. And she told Mrs. Leary, she said, at age of 4, she said, "You better find me a solo." So even at age 4, she wanted a solo. I remember one of our senior citizens, she walked up to here in the parish and said, "Boy, you've gotten old." I hope that person had a good sense of humor. Ellie could be very spunky, very feisty. And if you saw that video when she had a duet with Tim McGraw, that during the song, she leaned over and gave him a kiss halfway through the song, and he couldn't believe it. He started laughing. In fact, this holy card reminds me of when she did that to Tim McGraw. And this other holy card is St. Therese, the Little Flower. You know, Ellie had a deep faith. I had the privilege of baptizing her 11 years ago, along with her twin brother and sister. I had the privilege of doing her first confession, giving her first Holy Communion right here. When she was not doing well, when she was back in 2010, she was only 8 years old, and we had got special permission to give her the sacrament of confirmation, because it did not look like she was going to make it to Christmas 2010. And yet, she was a fighter. As some of her friends said, she was a warrior. And she fought as hard as she could. And she made it until 2013, October exactly 6 years after her stroke and after the brain tumor was discovered. But she was at her confirmation, again confirmed, and had such a strong faith. And after the confirmation, everybody applauded her. And you'll see the photograph out in the vestibule. And she was like a movie star. She held her arms out like this, accepting all the applause and congratulations. So she was a larger-than-life person, even though she was only 11 years of age, when the Lord called her home to the kingdom of heaven. After really a courageous and a very strong battle against her illness. And what so impressed me, of course, was when I would visit her. I think the first time that I visited her at the hospital, she was only 5 years old. That was, I think, October 2007 over at Fairfax Hospital in the children's area. And we gave her the blessings and prayed with her at the age of five. And the family knew that it would be a matter of time. And they thought maybe they'd have a couple years. And Ellie lived 6 years longer, almost to the exact day. And she received the anointing. I remember in 2010 when she wasn't doing well, giving her the anointing of the sick. It's probably the only person I've ever given five sacraments to. Baptism, reconciliation, Holy Communion, confirmation, and anointing of the sick. So she was very close to the Lord. She had a strong faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. She knew she'd be with Him one day. She had a great love and devotion to our Blessed Mother. If you've seen her room, not only is it completely pink from head to toe, but she had the beautiful pictures of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary that she could look at for these last 3 years that she was bedridden. She also, of course, loved her rosary and praying the rosary and had great devotion to St. Therese, the little flower. There's a picture of St. Therese in her room as well. And her family took such great care of her. You know, you did such a remarkable job, Brenda and Brian and the whole family. She's such incredible parents, and these brothers and sisters of hers, her sisters and her brother, were amazing as brother and sisters, also taking care of her and being so good to her. And really for the family, it wasn't a burden. Yes, it had its challenges, but it was a joy to take care of her and to see her incredible smile. And of course, she used to give big hugs, and her spirit was just so amazing. And she was very funny as well. As I shared those stories as well, you could see that this sense of humor ran very deeply in Ellie's life. So we entrust her soul to the Lord. We know that as a child, that she's with God. She's perfectly happy in the kingdom of heaven. And the joy that she's experiencing now, being able to sing, being able to dance, being able to be with the Lord. And she's a great example and a great inspiration to all of us. All of you are here today because Ellie touched your life in a very special way with her incredible faith, her love, her great spirit, her smile, and her feistiness. And so we celebrate her life, even though it was very short, 11 years of age, but she was a great person. And we think of her and we remember to keep her in our prayers. Make sure you take home the holy card and keep it by your bedside and say this beautiful prayer that's on here. Remember Ellie, remember her spirit, and remember that one day we will see her again in the kingdom of heaven. That's what our faith teaches us. Make sure that you read this quotation on the cover from St. Augustine. Even though Ellie was born into this life on September 24th, 2002, she was born into the kingdom of heaven, into eternal life, October 12th, 2013. And this passage from St. Augustine is very comforting and very helpful to realize that as Christians, yes, we grieve over the loss of our loved ones, but we know that they have not gone away, they've just gone ahead. They've gone ahead to be with the Lord. And we look forward to one day being with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, with the angels and the saints, with our Blessed Mother, and yes, with Ellie. We look forward to that time in the big family reunion, which we call the Kingdom of Heaven. And so we pray today, eternal rest grant unto Ellie, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon her. May her soul and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen.